On the Clazzy, Matt and Kimber catch-up, Matt's Everything Perth, Phantom Call of the Melbourne Cup.
We asked you for your best post-cup sickies.
And we can't believe that tennis has decided its draw with the help of models.
Think of this podcast as one big block of fun. Then imagine living on a big block from 360 to 900 square metres at Rosehill Waters, South Guildford, just 15 minutes from the city.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber on your computer. Gosh, how high tech. Enjoy this podcast. Everything Perth.
A tennis controversy that doesn't involve Nick Kyrgios needing to put his manners back in.
Oh, good on you, Nick.
Can you believe
this? Well behaved.
The Association of Tennis Professionals, the ATP, has apologised after a draw ceremony for the next-gen tennis finals has been branded a disgrace
in
Milan. Basically, the letters A and B were placed on various parts of models' bodies in Milan.
Female models.
Female models. There were eight of the models, and the players then had to come up and find out which group they were in the tennis tournament, these young players.
Mm.
One actually had to remove a glove from one of the models with his teeth discover which group he was in. I kid you not. So one model actually revealed a letter saying which group the player was in by lifting up her dress and flashing her thigh.
How ridiculous.
So I'm just thinking, is it 1977, Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs in the Battle of the Sexes talking tennis, or is it 2017?
And these are young players, right? This is a tournament for players under 21. So we're talking about a new modern sort of young person here.
Yeah.
And the sponsors, Red Bull and the ATP, have come out and apologised, but... And that's great. I mean, good on them for apologising. But there's a lot of these sorts of things that you wonder why. I would love to have been at the meeting.
I can't understand.
Like, what happened in the meeting when didn't anyone go, all that stuff that's going on at the moment?
Might be an issue.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they're not having meetings. Maybe someone's just gone, hey, just leave that up to Stuart. Stuart, you're on top of some way to pick the teams, aren't you? And he's like, I'll do that.
Yeah, I got it.
So there was no mention.
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's nobody. It is bizarre that these things get through. And surely, is this just a talkability thing? People already watch tennis. They already talk about tennis. Do we really need to have some cheap gimmick to get you to choose a team? It's weird.
It reminds me a bit of how they come up with the reserve figures on the block. Because every year they have something, you know, Scotty Cam has to find a way to work out the reserves and reveal it.
One year
he jumped in a swimming pool.
Yeah, but could you imagine, you know, Scotty Cam going up to Shelley Kraft and lifting up her skirt?
Yes, I can, Kimber. Imagine that.
Stop it.
No, it'd be Ronnie in Georgia.
God, Shelley, that looks great. But they claim that why they were using clothing, because of the tournaments in Milan, in, of course, northern Italy.
And models.
And they're saying that this is a nod to our fashionista kind of thing.
So open a suitcase. Get a rack of clothes off a rack and it's got a letter on it.
I hear that. Don't shoot the messenger.
That's the meeting after the meeting. Yeah. Yeah, former Wimbledon champ.
Stuart, where's Stuart? He's stuffed up again.
Emily Marisbo went on Twitter on Monday, said it was a disgrace, and Judy Murray, the mother of former world number one, Andy Murray, said it was awful. So even mum's coming out and having a word.
You would not want to cross Judy Murray.
No way.
She looks like she could do something with Stuart.
With the tennis racket.
Absolutely.
5-7.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Now, I've just been up onto our little rooftop area and they are preparing for a Melbourne Cup soiree.
Oh, yeah, a little Melbourne Cup lunch today.
A little Melbourne Cup lunch. I'm sure lots of people will get dressed up here in the office.
Yeah, Sarah down there. Sarah's down in the sales area. She's ready to go for lunch.
Got her fascinator on.
She hasn't got it on yet, but she's busy with everything else. She's sorting her outfit.
I love that we suggest that lots of people will be dressed up, and like clearly it means we're here in our pyjamas.
Yes. Not us. Everyone except us.
No, we're the scrubbers.
But I will just take a little mental note of who's up there and who's drinking a lot of champagne and just see if... there are any phone calls tomorrow morning saying, oh, look, I've got this stomach bug. I don't know what I ate yesterday, but I won't be in.
It must have been the chicken and salad.
Yes.
Surely not. I mean, how many people can get away with a sickie in this day and age, the day after Melbourne Cup?
Post-Melbourne Cup. There are a lot of people who deal with people or know family members who live in Melbourne who have the day off today. It is a public holiday in Melbs.
Well, I think some of my best acting has been done when I phoned up. Yeah. My boss.
Yep.
Yeah.
All of the night of training comes into it. You know, I'm really not. You do, if you can close off your soft palate and make it sound like you're really not well.
Oh, wow.
And Logie Award winning.
I think that it's becoming harder and harder to get a sickie these days.
Okay.
I think to pull one over on you, you've got to be pretty convincing.
Yes.
Because when everyone expects the worst, and lots of people go straight for the text message now.
Oh, yep. Of course, yes.
You know, but I think we should go old school and see if people can sort of, you know, pull a decent sickie over the phone, and maybe we could test them.
Oh, hang on, I've got one here. Matt Diktinsky. This is Telethon Morning. Hey, team. Maddie D, not well. So you're speaking about yourself in third person. I like that. I've had an ugly few hours, assuming it's gastro. Classic.
And how good was that? I got 2 days off.
Two extra days.
Yeah.
We didn't even
call
you.
I was out partying.
Yeah.
So you've gone to gastro there.
I tell you what, give us a call, 1333 53. If you think you're quite convincing.
Okay.
And you could call up and pull a sickie.
And we can play the boss.
Are we like general managers or something,
yes,
are we?
Yes,
okay. I don't think anyone's going to be able to really convince us. Pull it off. Maybe it's a good bit of practice for you tomorrow.
Would you want to work for Kimber?
I would. She's tough but fair.
Okay. Yeah. Nice.
Okay, well, 1333 53, call up and give us your best sickie. And we'll see
if you convince us that you're not well.
Oh, yeah.
You could win our Caller of the Day prize.
Keep your cool in your car this summer with Autobarn Mechanical and Electrical with their air conditioning regas special. Visit autobarn.net.au and you can win the free car service from Autobarn this morning as our Caller of the Day.
Yeah, 1333 53. Come on, give us a call. We'll play your boss and see if you can convince us that you're really sick.
Yeah, has anyone seen those pink slips?
Claire, Matt and Kimber, weekdays for breakfast on Mix 94.5.
Yes, it is Melbourne Cup Day. Lots of people will be out drinking and enjoying it, but will they turn up for work in the morning? We asked you to give us a call and give us your best I'm going to be sick today phone call.
So we're management, right?
We are the boss, baby.
Oh yeah, we're management. We're going to see if anyone's going to actually pass the test. We've got Andrew from Morley on the line. Good morning, Andrew.
Yeah, good morning. How are you going?
Andrew, I'm going to say Claire's your boss today.
It's Mr. Claire's this morning.
Mr. Claire's, Dean Claire's. So good luck. Take it away.
Yeah, Andrew. What can I do for you?
I'm not going to be able to make it in today. I just woke up this morning just feeling so bad.
Yeah, what seems to be the problem, Andrew?
We went out for my wife's birthday last night for dinner and just didn't feel good by the time I got home, and I was throwing up last night, and this morning it's just the smell of the fresh air just makes me feel sick.
Andrew, when did you get married? You weren't married yesterday, Andrew.
No, it's a birthday.
Oh. Andrew, you're on one warning already here at work. I don't think this is going to look really good, and you know the company owners are coming in today. They really need you to tidy up your desk, so I prefer you come in.
Yeah, well, I'll be cleaning up more than my desk if I do come in, boss.
Oh, yeah, nice reply.
Good comeback, Andrew.
Okay, I think that was pretty solid.
That was very solid.
It wasn't bad, was it? I loved it, especially the intro.
Clarsey was really third degreeing Andrew there, and he stuck with the story.
Okay. The bright lights in your eyes, Andrew.
Yeah. Hold the line there, Andrew. We're going to check in with Diane in Wattle Grove.
Andrew's just holding him sick bay at the moment, yeah?
Hi, Diane. How you going?
Oh, look, I'm so sorry to do this to you. You know how last week I was explaining how I'm suffering really badly with irritable bowel syndrome? Oh,
yeah, you did say that, yes.
I don't want to come to work and be trying to serve customers with shite running down my legs.
That's the point.
Look, I'm so sorry. I have to go to the toilet again. Bye.
Bye, Diane. I don't know what to say about that.
Matt, you never even got a chance to play management.
That sort of sums up my management career, actually. No one bothers asking my opinion anyway. But quite frankly, as I do run a little bakery, I think Diane's made the right decision.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, hold the line there, Diane.
Yeah.
I'm going to deal with my my staff member.
Okay,
yeah,
it's, Tony's in Butler. Tony, Kimber's going to be your boss, so I'll hand it over to Kimber.
Yeah.
Morning, Tony. What can I do for you, mate?
Boss, it must be this 24-hour allergy going around because, yeah, I'm on this way to the trots as well.
Tony, conveniently, I mean, when you say trots, it has been the Melbourne Cup yesterday, so I'm just wondering, like, did you have a few too many brewskis when you were out?
No, I think it's this bucket. Everyone's a comedian these days, but it's not running when you're a crook.
No, I can't tell if it's a stomach bug or a cold, mate. Your flu is confusing me.
It's like a Muppet.
Tony, do you think you could...
I've got my doctor's appointment booked midday today. Sorry, I can't come in.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as... You will get me a medical certificate then, won't you?
Yeah, sure will,
boss. I see. Now that's well played too.
Yeah.
So they've all gone a different route here. Andrew's gone for the sympathy.
Yeah.
Diane's gone for the I'm just going to tell you.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not going to.
And some tears as well.
And
you hear Diane?
Yeah, yeah. And Tony's taken my acting advice. He's closed off the soft palate. And he's also said, I'm going to be legit with a doctor's certificate. So they are three excellent calls.
Yeah.
It is the race that stops productivity, isn't it?
It really is, yeah.
Look, who are we going with here? Who's going to win themselves a nice car service from Autobahn?
It's always so hard to try and work it out, isn't it?
I know.
Oh, I hate doing this.
Who do we need to lock in? Huh? Any standout performances?
Oh, bring on some thinking music.
That's pretty believable.
They were all very believable.
Yeah, we've just got the one Autobahn prize.
I mean, and I must say, Claire's, he did third degree, Andrew, and he kept his story the whole time.
He didn't buckle, did he?
He didn't buckle.
No, it's true.
I mean, I appreciate the other approaches, but...
I mean, Diane did get the word on air that we never expected anyone would get, that too.
Yeah, she needs to clean up her act.
You know what? Let's give it to Andrew.
We're giving it to Andrew.
Hey, well played by everybody.
Andrew, wait, you've won the prize, young fella.
I won't be doing it today because I'm a bit sick still.
Oh, sound like you've recovered very quickly, mate. You've won yourself the free car service from Autobahn. Well done.
Awesome.
Andrew, don't chuck a sickie tomorrow, mate. Go to work.
Yeah, come in tomorrow, Andrew. You're in trouble.
Yes, but honourable mentions to Diane and Tony also.
Yeah. They were excellent.
Good sports.
I hope they use it tomorrow and get the day off.
Hi, I'm Gary Megan, and I do a little show on Podcast One called A Plate to Call Home, and it's about fascinating people all centered around food. This is a show for foodies, but it's more than that. It's a show about the people and the stories behind food. I think you know that I'm obsessed by food. Everything in my life revolves around it, and I love nothing better than to spend a little time talking about people that are equally as passionate, sharing their stories and getting to know what makes them tick. It's called A Plate to Call Home, and it's available on the Podcast One app or on podcastone.com.au.
Every morning I get up too early. It makes me surly getting up that early. Matt's World.
Melbourne Cup Day. They get a day off.
They do, public holiday.
What about our day off?
Perth Cup Day?
Perth Cup Day is like New Year's Day, isn't it? So we already get a day off.
Pretty much.
It's all about the eastern states, everything on the telly, all Melbourne, rain. What about Perth?
Absolutely. So Melbourne Cup Day?
Yeah.
Yeah, we into it?
Yeah, no, but I've decided this is better.
Right.
And welcome to the running of the Everything That's Perth Cup. It's the race that stops the state. And there's one of the favourites, Perth Stadium. A lot of hype, but yet to deliver. And there's Rick Arden's hair, looking resplendent after a great showing in the Good Looks Can Be a Handicap. And Smudge, down in the betting ring, a lot of money heading towards the Ruffy, the Ross Lyon trained We're Not in a Rebuild. What do you think about that, Smudge?
Yeah, absolutely, mate. There's a lot of money coming in on the We're Not in a Rebuild. I'm not sure myself, but it should be a really interesting race.
Yeah, good on you, Smudge. All right, lining up now. All in the barrier except Stuart's having some trouble with, who is that? That's the New Perth Children's Hospital.
Nope.
Yeah, she's, I don't know what they're putting in her water, but she's very twitchy. But she's in now. Red light flashing. Racing now, Elizabeth Key got out first with Tony Gallardi and Roto Express, likewise fortunate. Sammy Kerr a half length back there to the Bell Tower and Cedric Street. And someone's missed the start. It's the New Perth Children's Hospital. They missed the start. She is way back. Back to the front runners now. Elizabeth Key still alongside Tony Gallardi with the Bell Tower on the rail, sidling up alongside Rick Arden's hair. A half a length to Cedric Street and Rottnest Express. Sammy Kerr a half length back to Nick Nat's Right to Play and WA Share of the GST. Further back, It's Not a Rebuild. A half a length to Perth Stadium, Adventure World, and We'll Build Our Own Footbridge. And way, way back is the New Perth Children's Hospital. They turn for home and the field closes up with Tony Gallardi leading the Everything That's Perth Cup. A half a length to Rick Arden's here. Cedric Street, Rottnest Express there. A length to Sammy Kerr and the Perth Stadium, and We'll Build Our Own Footbridge. Footbridge, they're inseparable. Nick Nat's right to play, followed by Not A Rebuild, WA share of the GST, the Bell Tower, Cedric Street and the Scarborough Beach redevelopment. And way, way, way back, not moving forward, is the Perth Children's Hospital. Perth Stadium making a move now. Rick Arden's here, just covering Tony Gallardi and Cedric Street, but Perth Stadium is going to catch them. Perth Stadium hits the front. Tony Gallardi can't stay with her. Cedric Street's too congested and she's losing. Rick Arden's here. Perth Stadium will win the Everything That's Perth Cup. Cedric Street second and, oh, flying home. We will build our own footbridge, comes in third. Smudge, a great win by Perth Stadium, but what about we'll build our own footbridge.
I'm absolutely amazed. I can't believe it. We just come up the outside. That is a great win. We'll build our footbridge.
Couldn't agree more, Smudge. And with just a slight delay here, yes, as we're waiting for the new Perth Children's Hospital to complete the... And there she goes. So that's a great day here at Ascot. It's bye for now.
I have no idea what that was.
Brilliant. Lisa Scavetti, a late scratching.
Yes, she was.
Very well done.
Matt's World. Clancy, Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au.
Now, the moment you've been waiting all morning for. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day on Mix 94.5.
Yeah, I went to a new restaurant last night and I asked for something herby. Anyway, they gave me a Volkswagen with no driver.
Oh, boy.
Well, there's another Clancy, Matt and Kimber podcast. Done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5. Think of this podcast as one big block of fun. Then imagine living on a big block from 360 to 900 square metres at Rosehill Waters, South Guildford. Just 15 minutes from the city.